gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Thursday edition. Today's date is July 17th, 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and as usual, we are here doing an installment of the French Connection, this most important of broadcasts, and I have a guest today, and we're going to be discussing a little historic information based on a first-hand account of an individual who had the opportunity to know Benjamin Friedman and actually has been aware of the Zionist-controlled government that America lives under for many, many decades. And his name is Anthony Hamora, and he is a Massachusetts resident, and as am I, Anthony. And we're going to bring him right up because I just want to get right into this. Anthony, are you with me?
I am with you, yes.
Wonderful to have you here, Anthony. I know that that this has been going, this fight you've been waging against Zionism has been going on for decades. You want to give the listeners a little background on your experiences?
Well, yeah, back in 1946, I started to get interested in Americanism after coming out of the war. You know, as I did fly 28 combat missions, shut down three times. And I used to fly with Jimmy Stewart, the actor. And, of course, it's in my website anyways. And then I knew there was something wrong, and then I started to read a number of books. I knock off at least 8 books a year. In fact, I read the Bible twice. In fact, I can't make any sense out of it. After I read it 65 hours. It took me to read, so I'm a well-read person. And these are my own ideas that I have. I get them from historians like JFK that I had met a number of times. In fact, when he invited me up to see him while he was a senator up in Boston, and every time he invited me there, and actually there'd be coffee or donuts, whatever we would like, and he said that he'd throw everybody out. And I talked about the conspiracy about the Zionists, which I think I influenced him a little bit on the Federal Reserve System. As you know, in my website back in 1956, that was maybe 9 years after, that I was well informed about the conspiracy and the Zionists to control our...
Well, let me ask you a question, Anthony. When you discovered this, what was the most important book or document or individual or in the beginning when you first understood something was wrong? What was the thing that got you most informed at that time? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember William J. Carr. He was a Canadian intelligence agency.
Mm-hmm.
He owned it, and he tried to expel the fact that it was no conspiracy, and the more he dwelled into it. And then Vinod and Eustace Mullins and the Federal Reserve System that I read through Myron C. Fagan. I got a lot of information from him, as you know, that I was affiliated with Myron Fagan, the Cinema Educational Guild. And then I met different patriots throughout the year, and I met Condi McGinley, and then I read Father Coughlin's material too. And then it was Pawns in the Game and Red Treason over, you know, Hollywood. And
now let me ask you this then. Oh, so since you were well informed, there was a lot of information about this stuff back in the 40s and 50s, especially when Father Coughlin was doing his broadcast in the late 30s. What happened in the 50s and 60s that everybody forgot this information? What was going on in the country that stopped the investigation of this? Because you know as well as I do, Anthony, very few people were aware of this conspiracy in the 60s. It was pushed under the carpet or under the rug for a long time. Fortunately, we're bringing it back to life because it's a serious problem. But how did these people become so successful at stopping the debate about what they were doing?
Well, we're completely brainwashed. All these elite, the Federal Reserve System bought up, you know, they got 5% control of ABC, NBC, or whatever they did. And you're familiar with the Federal Reserve System. They bought up all the media, and they control all your politicians and everything. All the politicians are bought by the Federal Reserve, and that's how they control you. They give you the news. you know, in anything that they decide to have. Like, one day I wrote an article about, I think I got it through the American Free Press, that we had found a lot of oil in Mexico. I wrote an article about it. It took me months to get it in, because any time I wrote an article, I get a heart attack in the local papers. So it came out 6 months later that they had discovered oil in, you know, in Mexico. But we have a lot of oil in Alaska and everything in the Purdue Bay. And that's how, you know, and the more I read, you know, to different people, and the people offered conspiracies. But it's true, like, even I was reading about Bob Kennedy, 21 bullets were fired at him. Sirhan happened to be a dupe, and 21 bullets were fired at President Kennedy, which I got pictures of it. It's probably on my website, of the bullets that were shot and hitting people that they named in the Warren Commission.
Yeah.
But they got control of all the media, all of it. I'm surprised you're allowed to be on the air where you are, because if you start talking about, you know, say about the Holocaust, in which, of course, I know it did happen to certain people, you know what I mean? But the numbers have to be in question. But,
well, you know, one of the things that I shy away from, because I live in France, and they have what they have fashioned is a hate crimes law here, and they jail people for investigating information about the Holocaust, and they fine you and they jail you. So what I talk about is the free speech issue around this. Now, I don't know very much information about the Holocaust, and I don't want to know about it in a debate forum. I do want to know how they can get away with silencing justifiable information coming out about a subject. I mean, what kind of world are we living in? This is like the Dark Ages again, when, you know, when people said that the Earth was flat, Anthony, and if people were not allowed to debate the fact that the world wasn't flat. And so we're in that same kind of situation today, where we're not even able to look at historical events and analyze them rationally for fear of jail. And that's the case. That's the situation I live under in the nation of France. It's even more aggressive in Germany. Now, the Germans, as you know, have probably been the most beat down of all the people in the world. The German people have been absolutely destroyed. Now, we're heading into a period, I think, here, where the entire world is going to suffer under the decisions of this criminal gang. And I'm wondering what you see right now that led you to, you know, from history, what are the more important areas that we could look at to prove to people who say it's not true? What I like to do is say Benjamin Friedman's 61 speech at the Willard Hotel is very convincing. Are there other things that you can think of that are real convincing?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is go to history. Look at the both sides. I got a number of books written by Germans, the Holocaust myth and all that, which you say, okay, I don't believe it, but at least read it. Expose it to the people. Now, I know for a fact that I spent a lot of time in Poland, and we went to Auschwitz, as you know, to Liberty Magazine, as I wrote in one of my articles, was one of the places where they had their own soccer team, their own printing presses, their own orchestra and everything.
Yeah.
In Auschwitz, you probably won't remember. I know everything there is to know about the Holocaust because I made it my business to, you know, read about it, being of Polish extraction. You understand?
Well, I see, but I'm not able to really discuss that on the show because what they will do to me is they'll arrive at my front door and put me in handcuffs.
No, we won't talk about it. You know,
yeah, you know, these people here, they're extremely aggressive. They've got a law called the Gassos Law, the Gasnos Law here in France. And anybody who discusses this subject is subject to arrest. And it's astonishing to me, as I've said, what I like to talk about with people is the fact that we have no free speech. But anyway, on the other side of it, with the money system here, it seems to me they're doing this intentionally, this latest round of destruction here. It seems like they're pulling the rug out from the world's economy, Anthony, and they're going to wait for things to go bad, and then they're going to resurrect their control and take everything for pennies on the dollar. And it looks, you know,
They did that, and in fact, in Canada, you can't discuss this either.
Yeah.
Which you, I don't want you to get in trouble. We won't discuss it, but anybody that wants to know anything about the Holocaust, they're free to come down here, and I'm not afraid of it because I'm at being a Polish extraction, there was only 3,300,000 Polish, Jewish people in all of Europe. All of Europe, because they all, in the 12th century Poland, accepted all the Jews, as you know, and they had their own courts and everything, so...
Yeah, but Anthony, we really can't get involved in talking about that, because you're going to get me put in prison, my friend.
No, not only that, we won't talk about it, but I mean...
Well, you are talking about it, Anthony. I really don't want to lose my ability to support my family here.
No, we'll talk, just switch over to Kennedy or whatever you want to do.
Well, yeah, let's discuss, I also want to discuss here this Federal Reserve System, and as it stands right now, do you know the principles behind that, the Kahn loeb, the Schiff's, the...
Good. I have all the information. In fact, Vinod, as you know, wrote books on the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah.
In fact, the wealth of 200 richest people in the world is greater than the combined income of 2 billion people. It found in the top 20% of income earned a doubling of ratio in 20 years. Many of these 200 richest people loot trillions through the Federal Reserve System. It's privately run. I estimate Fed stole at least $80 trillion since 1913, and there were only 3 members in Congress at the time they voted for it. They had it on a Christmas day, a day before.
That's right.
And it was enacted in 1913, and a bunch of traders at that time gave away the money system, and they charge us $2 billion a day in interest. 40% of the income tax in the United States is paid to the Federal Reserve System.
That's right.
And they issue money on our credit. We pay them interest. They also issue bonds to cover the loan, and they get interest on that. So they've screwed up American people to have double interest. Now, this affects the young youth. They're the ones that should get out in the street and carry signs ticketed and start with 9/11. They had never had an investigation in 9/11 for 7 years.
That's right.
So you know, and they control everything. They've been printing our money. They stole the 90% of our gold and silver about 30 years ago when you made us buy silver. I was buying it at $1.50 an ounce. They were buying it at $1.34. I put an ad in the paper at that time, and paying $1.50. People call me up, says, "Oh, you're crazy. It's only worth $1.34. So I accumulated a lot of gold bars at that time, but naturally I don't have any now. But they bought up all the media. They bought all the senators and congressmen. And
how do they control them, Anthony, that you're aware of? What I've discovered, and maybe you can confirm this, is they find people who have obvious weaknesses. Some of them might be homosexuality. Some of them it might be drug addiction. Others it might be embezzlement. And what they do is they discover this problem they have, and instead of telling on them and getting them in trouble, they keep it quiet, get this person into a high office, and then they say, if you ever go against us, not only will we destroy you financially, but we will get you arrested for the things we know about you. And
they get losers to run. Like Bush is a loser. His family was aligned with Adolf Hitler. They helped Hitler back when his grandfather George Herbert Walker Bolt, Bert Walker, and Preston were powerful financial supporters of Adolf Hitler.
Well, did you have any information about Hitler being supported by the Zionist bankers?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we supported Adolf Hitler. In fact, there's 21 pages written by Lewis T. McFadden's speech in the House of Representatives back in June 10, 1932.
Yep.
And we sent Adolf Hitler $1,200,000,000 in gold to start the war.
Yep.
And we were continually sending him gold to start the war, and so forth. It was the bankers, which control the Federal System, was doing this. But it's in the, I think you can get in the website or whatever, Louis T. McFadden back in 1932.
I have the document on my website.
There you are. You know, you can read that right there, and I think I put on my website, like I said, most of the information I have, I read. I can't make up these materials. I read what others have said.
Yeah.
Like Kennedy, I know, I believe I influenced President Kennedy in the Federal Reserve System when back in 1956 or so, I printed a newspaper called The Spirit of 1776, and he got a hold of it, and then he sent Cherkalo's aide, and they wrote a very good article about Poland that Cherkalo had done through my influence, and he sent in his aide, I'll give you his first name, Russell, I don't know, maybe he's still alive, and he used to come here, maybe once a week or once, and talking to me about the conspiracy, and I said, all these books are available, I got them all in my office, how come you don't read them? You know, they said, we don't have the time or whatever it is. So Kennedy, when I told him about the Federal Reserve System being a private organization and everything, and I guess when he printed what I think he printed about $350 million worth of interest-free notes. So a week later, naturally, the Zionists or whatever you want to call them, the money bankers, killed him, and then he didn't want to recognize the try to stop Israel from going into the nuclear field.
That's right. He mentioned those two things are clearly the main points behind his death. And of course, George Bush's grandfather, George Bush's father, was present the day of the murder. So he had his grubby hands all over the murder of Kennedy back in 1963. And you know, he was George Herbert Walker Bush's what was the name of the oil company he owned?
Well, then he had the blowback. There's an article, someone book references Christopher Simpson's blowback was praised by journalist Seymour Hersh.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the Prescott. He was going to the financial of Hitler. Yeah, he owned some big oil companies, you know. I'm looking right if I can.
Well, the Bay of Pigs was supplied by a ship that had the same name as the oil company that George Bush's father owned back in 1960.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a mistake because George Bush's father was CIA back in 1963 when the murder was done to Kennedy, and we know that Israeli agents were all over that early on, and you know, one of the other things that I've learned, Anthony, over this last few years is that the Italian mafia has for a long time worked for the Jewish mafia. The Jewish money men, the Jewish New York Jewish mafia, through its arms in both Miami, New York, and Chicago, have been instrumental in financing the Italian mafia. Am I correct?
You're right, 100%. It's all available. It's in the history books if people want to read it. That's what I encourage the young people. They're the ones this is going to concern. They're going to make us poorer and poorer. Only 2% of the people in this country own their own houses, and only 1% of the people in this country have their cars paid. So you can see how they're indebted to the bankers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they should get out there with signs and start picketing 9/11, investigation of 9/11, and Giuliano, he was a bum up in New York when he stopped the investigation into the 9/11, and they had a foreign country take the steel and ship it to China, and they wouldn't let him test the 9/11 deal when it took 2,600 degrees to melt the 47 steel beams, when the most an airplane can give off when it's burning at 100% capacity of 1,600 degrees. So that system right there alone shows it. And there's a fellow named Stephen Gonzalez or something like that that saved 11 people.
Yeah, yeah.
You're familiar with him too,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's no, like I said, they control this country 100%. Like, when I was fighting this situation, not crying about it, they set one of my houses up on fire 5 times. In fact, my mother lived in one house that she had rented, and to embarrass me, I guess I only call them they, I don't want to, you could figure out who they are, that try to burn a house down and kill my mother, and then to say, see, Muir owned that house, and he killed it for the insurance and stuff like that, which most of these properties I owned, I never had insurance on them. Because, you know, I had a nightclub that was burnt. Somebody had loosened all the beams there, and I put my ladder on top of the beams, and the building was 125 feet by 80 feet. All the steel beams came down. The only thing that saved me, it put me out of commission for, you know, 8 months, is one beam grabbed my foot. I went against the ladder or something, you know. But you can see that they're sick people, very, very sick. And the young people are the only ones that are going to try to expose them. Get on a corner, make a sign, investigate 9/11, investigate the Federal Reserve System. It's a private organization. You don't mind the Federal Reserve System being controlled by bankers, but they use it against us.
Well, are you aware of the relationship between these bankers and the Rockefeller endowment?
Oh, yeah. He controls it. Nelson Rockefeller got 6%. I've read lately, I think he owns 6.5% of the Federal Reserve System. And I got a list of the bankers that own the Federal Reserve System. You want to hear about them?
Sure.
Well, they've revealed that Rothschild Bank of London, that's number one. Warburg Bank of Hamburg, number three. Rothschild Bank of Berlin, Lehman Brothers of New York, Lazard Brothers of Paris, Combe Loeb Bank of New York, Israel Moses Seif Banks of Italy, Goldman Sachs of New York, Warburg Bank of Amsterdam, Chase Manhattan Bank of New York. They're the ones that control the banks, and they're all foreigners. The Rockefellers, I think, owned 5.5% of the thing. There was 300 members.
Well, you know that the Rockefellers have been involved in bio research to develop vaccines and poisons to sicken our population, and you know that they're using science to control us as well as money. There's a lot of things that these people do that is not just from the money side of things. They've got, of course, fluoride in our water, which is a byproduct of the nuclear industry. We've got Tamarisol, which is mercury inside of our vaccines, which is making us terribly ill. And then they were also all of the people, the principal people of the nuclear agencies that controlled the research in nuclear throughout the 40s and 50s were all Jewish scientists and Jewish controlled boards of directors and the whole bit. All Zionist Jews controlled all of the nuclear industry.
And they're behind your medicine and everything.
That's right.
In fact, autism is caused by giving a kid shots, and yet people, if my kid had autism and the doctor that gave him, I'd certainly take care of him. And all these men are not accountable. They poison the kids. I never gave my kids any vaccination or any shots at all. And I did take 17 shots when I was in the service, and if I die early, I know it's one of the shots that got me sick.
That's right.
Because, in fact, our Bible says keep your bloodstream pure, you know. So they do. They're behind the thing, the Food and Drug Administration and the other organizations are controlled by the elite, like you say, you know.
What can we do to stop them, Anthony, in your view, other than the actual on-the-ground picketing? Are there things that you would like to see done in the fight to defeat these people that is not being done, other than standing on the street corner, that sort of thing? But there've got to be a few other things that you have in mind as well. What are some of those?
Well, one thing, you can wipe out the oil companies. I'll tell you how. You want to take Exxon. Everybody in the country should stop buying from Exxon and Mobil. You understand?
Yep.
That'll wipe them out. Everybody. Then take another oil company like Shell. Stop. Everybody in the country stop buying from them. That'll wipe them out. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's going to hurt a lot of dealers, but they're hurting you. It's going to be worse. This is only the beginning. We're going to have a big crash in this country. Look at silver and gold are climbing up high.
Yep.
I mean, it's gone up so much and so forth and so on. So you can see that the only way is to, like you say, what you are doing, you're going to fall. But people are dead. They're dead in spirit. And evil conquers when good men fear to speak. And they won't talk about it. In fact, maybe I've only influenced maybe 12 or 15 people in my whole life. And I never discuss politics unless you want. You say, well, Tony, I want to talk about it. But I don't try to press my ideas on anybody else. They're not my ideas. You've got to inform the people. And once the youth find out that they got nothing to look forward to, nothing, these people are graduate, they have no jobs coming up, because all the jobs are going to Europe. Look at John Deere. They should make a law when he brings his factories in this country, which cost us 40,000 jobs, charge them. Get rid of the American free trade.
That's right.
And the senators and congressmen that made that wiped them up. I had a piece of lumber, you know, I picked up someplace, I don't know, in one of the lots I was working at, and it says made in Indonesia, a piece of wood. I mean, it made in all the countries. They're making screws and nuts and everything like that, and wipe that American Free Trade Agreement out. All, like this Hershey company went to Monterrey, Mexico, and they're making Hershey's now. They lost 4,000 jobs in this country, and yet they're going to bring their product in here, triple the taxes on them.
I think you're right. And that's, you know, originally the federal government was supposed to be fully self-supporting through duties and tariffs on importation of goods and services. And what we've got today is that they've shifted that away from the importation tax and duty, and they've put that on the middle class to pay on top of the rest of the crimes that they're having to live with. And there's almost no duties and taxes coming in on corporations re-importing goods and goods to the country, which is exactly what the founders did not want. It's the opposite of what they said we should have. We should have foreign-made goods should be taxed and dutied on the entrance to America, and the public should be tax-free. And the federal government should not be making money on the backs of its middle class and poor. And we've got exactly the opposite of what the founders of our country intended.
Yeah, right, like all these foundations, that's another racket. All these gangsters get together and they give you free foundations. They don't pay taxes. Like Gates, I think, screws us out of $8 billion a year in taxes. So he gives $1 million to some place in Africa, which I think is a good deal. And people are praising, oh, look what he's doing. But they don't see how much they, you know, got there. I don't know, 30% of the population in Worcester are tax-free. That's where I am.
Yeah.
You can see these trust funds and foundations and everything, they're looters as well. So they're all, once they start to talk about it, wipe out the trust funds, wipe out the foundations, and the, you know, keep the good ones, have an investigation in that. But you're going to inform the people. And like I said, the only ones going to be concerned are the young people coming out of college. They're the ones who can break this. They're the ones that will start picketing the congressmen and everything that's trying to supply back up these bankers and these thieves that are robbing it. Now, if we wiped out the Federal Reserve System, that would also wipe out our debt. Do you realize that?
Yeah, that's right.
Debt-free country?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people don't care. They can't understand because most of them are selfish people. They like to stay stupid because they says, my mind is made up. Please don't change it, you know. Like,
well, that's going to change pretty soon, I think, Anthony, as a result of what's coming. And I'm very aware, as are the people who listen to the French Connection, they're all aware of just how desperate the times are. And I'm of a mind here now where if we don't take action immediately, the consequences for all of us are going to be terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. And I don't know exactly what day this is all going bad or what week even, but I know it's not long in coming. I think we've got only a matter of weeks or even months on the long side, months. But by September or October, I'm expecting fully to see terrible events popping up everywhere.
It's the kind of people like you that is bringing it forward, because we got a complete news blackout in the city of Worcester. I swear to God, anytime I try to get a letter to the editor on any issue, which I try to keep it, you got to avoid certain things like you say, takes them months to get the thing. They lose it, they misplace it, And I said, what are you worrying about? People aren't interested in what I'm talking about. I'm only saying it to let you know that there's one jackass in Worcester that's trying to tell the people the truth. And people don't care. They got them in economic stress and where, you know, they're going to steal from their neighbors, ship everybody or whatever they have. But there is going to be a big crash, and I recommend you to buy gold and silver, because that's the only thing that saved Germany. Like, you could buy places in Germany, I think I'm back in 39 or whatever, for as much as $500 you could take over buildings. That's how valuable money was in gold now, but not in paper, see. But that's what you're going to do, keep your money in silver and gold, and that'll help you, you know, offset this situation, because the money, like, you know, they run in process day and night. They have no regulation. They never had an audit of the Federal Reserve System, and they're the chief cause. The Federal Reserve System is the chief cause of all the ills of the world. We cause it all. We topple governments. We're in Iraq murdering people, and you got this monster Bush in there. He should be tried as a war criminal. And Adolf Hitler's a saint compared to Bush, and yet they let him do his thing so he can smile, because he got the whole country hypnotized.
Well, I mean, from where I sit over here, you know, we've got our own brand of criminal over here. His name is Nicolas Sarkozy, another Zionist Jewish leader in France here that's running everything, and presently he's the European Union president also. And boy, I'll tell you, it just doesn't get worse than this guy. And so this is a global thing, Anthony. Am I correct?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, it's one world government. That's what they want, a one world government. And the idea is you could take all the wealth of the United States and sell it, and you couldn't raise the standard of living of other countries by 1%. So the people in this country did a good, and it helps other countries. So destroy them, and you got nothing.
That's right.
You see, and they're the ones that are doing, like you say, they murder Abraham Lincoln, Jackson, or whatever it is, and Kennedy, and they never get called to account.
That's
if it happened to be a Greek or an Albanian that killed him, a Pole, they crucified the guy for killing our presidents, and yet they get away with it.
Yeah.
They kill a Romanov, as you know, and they get away with all this stuff, and nothing happens.
Well, your website, you want to give out the website that you've got, Anthony?
You can say Anthony Mura, you know, .com, you know, and, I mean, you can get me through the...
Could you spell your last name, Anthony?
It's the name is H-M-U-R-A. The H is silent.
Right. I'm sorry, because I pronounced it Hamura.
Yeah, it's Mura.
Mura. Anthony Mura with an H in front of it. Okay, and we'll put that up on the website, in fact, with that. So what are your next endeavors here going forward? What are you going to be doing in the immediate future here? Do you have any plans?
I write letters. I write maybe 5-10 letters, writing to different senators and congressmen. But writing to them, you got the molds there that they take the letters and they lose them. You understand? So you're wasting your time sometime to write. But on little issues, they'll accept it. The idea is you've got to write, start, you know, writing letters to the editor and start talking about it. And then you don't have to say what I'm saying is true. Just investigate yourself. Common sense will tell you the conspiracy exists. It exists through the Roman Empire. You can read the Book of Esther, you know, in the Bible, how she was Jewish, and they had this man with, I don't know, 7-8 sons that were going to crucify all the Jews or kill them or get rid of them. And she turned it around, and she had all the Christians killed, the people that believed in God, more or less, you know, because they are children of the devil, not all of them. You got a lot of good ones around, as I say, but they're the problem.
They are the problem, and you know, it's
going to
take a lot of courage for those of us who know the truth, and a lot of effort to convince people of these facts. However, I see it changing. Can you see any growth in this message at all? Do you see people beginning to understand the conspiracy of Zionism?
They're waking up to it, you know, slowly, but they're afraid, you know, they're sheep. I mean, maybe 2% of Worcester would dare talk about it, because they just don't want to talk, and they don't have enough of knowledge to talk, and yet the knowledge is there.
Yeah.
I got pamphlets, if you came in my office for crying out, I got books and stacks of papers, you know, that I send out to different people that are informed. But people are wondering what's happening, and if they don't get on the ball, they're going to be wiped out. They'll be eating garbage in the street if they're lucky to get it.
Yep.
And they're going to wipe us out like they did in Depression. Like my mother, I was, 15 years old, and my mother had, I was the youngest of six children, so my mother bought a house, and she bought a car, brand new car. And my father was crippled, and I was 15 years old, and I was supporting him by selling worms, you know, and I bait. A man was a mentor, more or less, and he told me what to do, so I was making enough of money to support him. And the people that were buying the worms would say, geez, good, we'll be able to get some fish and eat. That's how poor they were back in the Depression. And as you know, the Depression was caused by withholding money from circulation.
That's right.
And 1921 agricultural depression was the same way. So they plan these things, and this is another plan, because these sick people are all rich. How many steaks can you eat? They all want to be billionaires like that Gates. He's a rat. Him and with that other Buffett or whatever it is.
Yep.
They ought to take him and string him up. Yeah, he's a tax dodger.
I agree with you completely on this stuff, Anthony. You know, you're a very colorful character and a wonderful asset to this movement, because what it proves is that we can survive the fight. You've been fighting for many years, and you're still here fighting. However, I hope that we're more successful than your generation. And I think, as a result of the internet, we have a good chance today if people get moving. We don't have a lot of time here. So the whole idea is that this can't just be you listening to the broadcast of the French Connection or visiting Anthony Himura's site. We've got to take action. And those actions require you to go out and find new people to inform. And we've got to treat this as a crisis, an imminent crisis, because it is. And I don't know how else to do it. I'm constantly on this radio show, Anthony, begging people to take aggressive actions of all types so that we can get this message farther out into the public.
Yeah, it's people like you that'll do it. You know, because they wouldn't let me on a radio program. There's a man, he has a radio program, and one day, being a combat veteran, sometimes he asked me to speak. So a couple of years ago, a couple of people called me up. They says, Mr. Mira, would you like to, you know, discuss the war? I says, naturally. So they says, how do you feel? I says, we should get out of there. Zing, they clicked. So then after one day, the radio talk show, I already called him up once, and his name is Jordan, you know, so... he said, how do you feel about the war? I said, we ought to get out of there. He started to scream. He was going crazy. And they wouldn't let me on a talk show because they're not interested in knowing the truth. All they want to do is brainwash the people. They talk about movie actresses and actors because they control all the media, all of it.
That's right.
They influence you, and I'm surprised you're able to have your program there without them knocking you off.
Well, they've been very aggressive toward me. They've had me electronically blocked. They've had people come to my home. They've done all kinds of things to try and stop me, Anthony, and I continue on. I'm not going to stop because there is no option for us. We either win this or we're all going down in flames.
No,
and
we're going to win it. We're going to win it. They're going to lose. All these people, they go crazy. They're going to lose their billions. Because once these people rise up, they'll just destroy them.
And I think they're so greedy that they're beginning to fight amongst themselves.
They are. They always have been. They wipe each other out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The Rockefellers fighting the Rothschilds and so forth and so on. But the only way they keep their empire together, they like to intermarry. That keeps them solid, more or less, you know. But the people, when they find out what's happening, they're done. Buffett's money and Gates' money, they'll just wipe out their factory. They'll just destroy them. And the insurance companies won't have enough of money to pay them back. Because the young people are going to be the ones that are going to revolt. It's nobody else. The older people are just dead. They're deaf between the ears. They can't understand what's happening to them, you know. But I want to thank you for, you know, giving me a chance to view to views that are already known in my website.
Yeah.
And like I said, the Zionists, investigate the Zionists, the 9/11, the people should get out there, and why are they suppressing it? 4,000 people were murdered there, and not one Jew was killed in the trade center. And when they had 4,000 workers that didn't go to work that day, did you know that?
Yes, I did know that, Anthony. Yep.
And also, the
Odigo messaging services told them not to go to work that day.
That's right. And not only that, they were dancing on the roof, as you're familiar with.
Yeah.
You know, and they ran this trucking company, I guess.
Yeah, Zim Moving Company, yep.
Yeah, and then he had the Oklahoma building, which we blew that up. A little bomb is going to take half the building down. There were 12 FBI agents that didn't go to work in the Oklahoma building, and they proved that it was a inside job. The government blew it up. Our government, which is controlled by the enemy, because we're living in an enemy-occupied country in Worcester and in the United States.
That's right.
Americans don't run this country.
That's right.
Foreigners run it.
That's right, Anthony. Anthony, your information is spot on. Your passion for this fight is a laudable thing, and I'm very proud to have had you on the show. We'll maybe do an update of this sometime in the future. I'm going to urge everybody to go to your website. I'm going to be posting your website on the front page of mine to give everybody an idea of how to find that information. Very important stuff, and I want to thank you again for spending this time with the listeners here.
Yeah, anytime you need me, you know, because there's one, you know, back in, I don't know, when I got out of the service, I had a good combat record. Like I said, got a decorated 13 times, air medals. I'm still fighting for my Distinguished Flying Cross, which they promised me, but they never gave me. And that's the highest award that anybody could get. It's equal to the Congressional Medal of Honor, only because I served my country. You follow me?
Yeah.
Not that I think I did anything heroic. I just happened to be there. So
how did you feel, Anthony, when you found out you were actually going to war for the Zionist Jews?
Well, I didn't know anything about it until I was listening to the radio when I was in combat. We had a broken down radio we made ourselves, and then I was listening, and then I'd go to London, and there was Polish people there, and me and Polish, you know, they're under the Polish underground. They're telling me about the Jews, and Murs, the Polish freedom fighter, he was in Poland back in 1939, and all the camps in Poland were run by Jews, as they are now. Hitler, the Gestapo, were controlled by Jews. I shouldn't talk about it. We're back in the other, I don't want to get you in trouble, but anyways, so we talked about, you know, different things that they control, like that they control all the media.
Well, you know what I found out recently? That the entire fight against Islam is a fraud. Islam is not the enemy of Christianity, and it never has been. And what they're doing is they're trying to make an enemy out of Islam so that Christians fight with them.
That's right. If it wasn't for the Jews, we'd be the most loved country. They're the problem through the Federal Reserve System. Remember, the Jews will print all your money in this country, as you know. I mean, I got all the information on that, and you must have some, too.
Yeah.
So they use our money against us. They supplied Adolf Hitler. The Jews put Adolf Hitler in power. You know that.
Yeah.
Hitler was half Jewish, Schicklgruber, remember?
Yeah.
You know, so they put them in power. They create the money. So they said a few of us maybe die, but it's the benefit of all of us.
Wow.
So they're the problem, you know. And so once you expose them, you know, for what they're doing, and like you said, Benjamin Friedland, and I met him a number of times. And
well, you know, and he was a very courageous Jew who realized that he didn't want things like this going on in his name, and he took his. I mean, come on, this guy was a very heroic figure because he went up against his whole upbringing to tell everybody what was really going on.
That's right. I met him, and he was a very humble person, you know, and I met him at different gatherings. In fact, I got something written by him. He got something out of about 20, 30 pages that I have in one of my files, his whole speeches.
Yeah.
Like you said, in 61 that he wrote.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I have all his speeches. So the only thing is, I hope that people wake up and do something and find out and start, wipe out these foundations. They're the biggest tax dodge the JIP estates, JIP like in Worcester, 30% of tax-free property. And if a church has to have a church, all right. But if they got another house, like they say, oh, the colleges help us. They get their own, catering service, and they get their own books and everything that they sell. They don't help the economy of Worcester, but it's all brainwashing. And you're hearing from intellectual people. When I talked about the shots being bad, having mercury and everything like you said, this big shot, answered my letter, and he says, oh, no, the shots are good. Let them take the responsibility. If they're good, then hold them up to trial.
Well, let's give him the shots and see how he likes mercury in his system.
Because I spent thousands of dollars to beat the fluoride issue in air, and this girl, she happened to be very good. Her name was Karen Kroc, and we are helping. I spent $5,000, and I put ads in the paper, and they had $500,000, and yet we defeated them. I said, if you want fluoride, take it. Don't tell me to take it. Don't put it in your food. Don't put it in your water, your lawns, wood, and everything. 99% of it will be wasted. I one day happened to go to a picnic, a Polish picnic, and I was observing everything, and I saw about 12, 13 children. I didn't see one with a bottle of water. They had tonic and Coca-Cola, so who's drinking the water?
Mm-hmm.
The fluoride, more or less.
Well, Massachusetts is the center of the mess. I can tell you, I grew up in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you are.
And
maybe your brother too, if he's around.
Yeah, you know my brother Scott, don't you?
Yeah, I know of him. Yes, and then this other guy that's what the heck is it? He fights. I can't think.
Rick Adams.
Yeah. I know John McAdams.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
No, Rick Adams.
Rick Adams. Yeah, he's the one. Yeah, he's got a talk show, I guess, around here, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does. He out of Providence, Rhode Island.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up outside of Providence, Rhode Island, in Massachusetts, just over the border.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Anthony? We're going to call this a file here. We're going to call this an interview. I want to thank you again for being part of this this fight, and I will be contacting you privately to discuss some of the issues probably in the near future here. But again, we'll be in contact, and I'm going to put your information out on my webpage so that people are able to find your website and take a look at your information. And I urge the listener out there to spend the time at Anthony's site. He's got a lot of documentation that might help in convincing someone new to take this very seriously, because if we can't get new recruits to this, we're all going to go down. So bear that in mind as you're reading through this information, that we need new people to be brought into this fight.
I know we're going to get them.
We're going to get them. We are, Anthony. We're going to get them, because I'm not quitting until we have these people defeated. So, until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my guest, Anthony Himura, for his time and his honesty on these subjects. And I want to thank you for tuning in to The French Connection. And take care of your families out there. This is a time for you to start shoring up your family supports here, so that when these things do happen, you're not going to become a victim of your lack of preparation. Make sure you've got your things prepared so that you can turn your attention to this fight. So until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please take care of yourselves and be well. Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Anthony.